talking today with Sage Vickery from the ADARE FFA chapter. Tell us a little bit about your project.
My project, I am employed at the Barbie Six Ranch, which is my family's commercial cow-calf operation. And I do various amount of tasks through summer and winter months on this operation, such as raking hay or baling hay throughout the summer months and then loading it to various amount of hay traps. We work cattle, our calves, about twice a year, and then we work our cows twice a year. And then throughout the winter months, as well as summer, we gather up our cows at weaning time, so I must be able to take care of those yearlings throughout the weaning pens and also make sure they're ready off for shipment.
So you're kind of speaking like it's a family project, so this is a project that's close to your heart. Is that why you picked this one?
Yes, it is easy to pick with, but it's also an employment, and I hope one day that I can add on to that project, because I get opportunities being in the family, and I'm very thankful for those opportunities.
Well, the nice thing about this project is it can keep on going for your family, correct?
Yes, and I plan on to keep that going when my dad does eventually retire from this. Since he doesn't have any boys in the family, it would have to be me.
Well, talk to us a little bit about who helped you out along the way with this project.
Well, my grandpa did start it, and he was a big influence. And then my dad then took over after he passed away. My dad took over, and I started to jump into the picture near my freshman year.
What are some of the biggest things you had to learn throughout this project? Because with your project, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of hard stuff.
I would say time management, because I am a busy person throughout the year with many extracurriculars I'm involved in. I do play softball, many FFA events, and I got to learn how to balance that while helping my dad on the ranch.
Yeah, because, you know, as we've known, ag doesn't stop. So even when we're doing other things, there's still pigs and hogs and everything that has to be fed and done.
Yeah, ag definitely does not stop. Even birthdays, holidays, it keeps going. I got to just put other things off and be like, I got to go do this.
Let's talk a little bit about your FFA career. What are some of your highlights?
I would say showing steers. I've had success in that. Won my county fair. I've been successful in winning breed champions at Tulsa. And won a few jackpots here and there. And then horse. We won the Buckskin World throughout horse. And I've judged horses at Congress level. I would say I was a chapter officer twice, and I will receive my State FFA degree in the spring, and I'm a beef placement finalist.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've been very active in FFA. What would you say that FFA's taught you throughout the last 4 years?
FFA's taught me to get out of my comfort zone, because my ag teacher has put me in situations that I did not want to be doing.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty good at that, aren't they?
Yeah. He's like, get out there and do it. I'm like, oh, great. It's got to let me get out of my bubble.
Yeah, that's a big deal, too. So what are you going to do next year? What are your plans going forward?
I plan to study physical therapy. I know that's not ag-related, but
if people fall off a tractor, they need physical therapy.
True. Physical therapy and also being more involved in the family's ranch.
Mm-hmm. So that's is that kind of what you're planning on coming back to eventually?
I would say I'm going to try again the physical therapy, but I want to someday maybe take over when Dad retires.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sage, thank you so much for visiting with us. We're excited for you, and congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your time.
Sage Vickery from ADARE. She's one of our Ag Placement Area Stars. I'm Casey Shepard for the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.